Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today, where different people on different paths connect and intersect for the glory of the kingdom of God. Amen. Today is a special episode. Normally, there's a turnaround of about 1 week or so from when we do these interviews to where they get posted. But this interview, if you are downloading and listening as they are posted, will only be 1 or 2 days of a turnaround. Why? Because Christine Smith has written an article discussing the Judge Kavanaugh interrogation, if you could call it that, that went on last week and is ongoing in the news headlines this week as we speak. Christine discussed things in her article that, in my opinion, hit the nail squarely on the head. That's my opinion. If you disagree, that's fine. You can be wrong if you want to. But I wanted to get her back on here, and she wanted to come back on while these discussions are ongoing and in the news. So help me welcome back to the program, Christine Smith. Christine, thank you for coming back on the program today.
It's my pleasure. Glad to be with you and your listeners.
Amen. Now, really quick, for those that missed our prior episode, and if you missed episode 336 and 337, go listen to them, catch up in Christine's background. But Christine, tell us, for our listeners' sake, who is Christine Smith?
Well, I think to begin with, I'd say the most important thing to me in my life is to follow God and endeavor to evince the love of Jesus Christ to everyone that I meet. I'm endeavoring to do that, and like all of us, you know, it can be something you need to be very introspective about. But to me, the most important thing to share with your listeners first and foremost is I'm a Christian, and I believe that we need to be very somber and very introspective about what it means to be a Christian. And thus, in my professional and personal life, I endeavor to evince God's will, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. And I do that through not only in my professional life and everyone that I encounter, but also in essays. I am a prolific essayist and political commentator, and it is through my essays and my media appearances across the country mm-hmm. that I seek to bring the spiritual aspect into what otherwise areas that it is neglected, such mm-hmm. as in the political and social realm of our society. And so I spend my time speaking and writing after much deliberation on where does God's will come into play? What is the spiritual principle behind everything that I see? And then I seek to share it.
Amen. And you write, and your writings appear in various major media outlets. So, you know, she is not someone who is just new to this game. She has been around a little while, and she is, like I said, in several major markets and TV interviews and things like that. So she has a unique perspective from God's point of view through her eyes, through her lens, on what is happening. And Christine, your article is titled, "The Demonic Party Attacks Kavanaugh." Why did you call it that? Why demonic?
Well, that is the most appropriate description of what I see on the cruelty, the unjustness, the unfairness in the attacks upon Judge Kavanaugh. I would remind Christians, as Christians, we believe the Bible, and in the Bible it talks about Satan, and it talks about his forces, the fallen angels. And they are here in this realm. In Ephesians 6:12, and I paraphrase, you know, it tells us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, mm-hmm. but against the rulers of darkness, against the, mm-hmm. you know, spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yep.
Now, by that, it's not just the disembodied entities, but it is those disembodied entities who are influencing, and as a Christian, I do believe also in possession.
Yep.
But at the very least, we can say that there is direct influence upon the hearts and minds of human beings. Now, to the degree that a human being decides, and it is a willful choice before this can occur, to accept the evil influence, the satanic influence, then they become what I refer to as a human demon. They are doing the will of Satan. They are doing it willingly because ultimately, Pastor Bob, our enemies are not the people we see, but the spirit of Satan behind them. And these people, and I refer, and to me, it has come at a time in our history when the Democrat Party is the demonic party. Yeah. It is not partial on every issue. They stand for evil. They stand for death, death of the spirit, death of the body, no matter how you measure it, death of unborn babies, death at the hands of those who have no business. They are not legally in our country. Crime. They do not care at all about what is life-giving. And Jesus Christ came that we may have life and that we may have it abundantly, as we are told in the Bible. And what I see in the Democrats is completely demonic. It is anti-God, and it comes from an agenda. Their Bible, if you will, is Marxism. It is anti-God, anti-family. And what we are seeing in the Kavanaugh hearings is such an example of this evil being done. And what pains me is to see otherwise good people. They may be Republican, they may identify as Christians, but they're not looking at it from a spiritual perspective, and you know what they are doing? They are actually playing right into the satanic plan to be part of these attacks on Kavanaugh. They validate it, they permitted it, and I think it's very important that Christians begin to see the Democrats as demonic, because Satan is their father when you take a look at all of what they do, and when you see a good man such as Kavanaugh being so cruelly attacked, no one up for Supreme Court nomination has ever been treated in this manner. And it is so far from what these hearings are supposed to be about. It is, of course, and as I said, I am not exaggerating at all. Any Christian out there should be able to easily examine what the Democrats stand for and what we have witnessed at these Kavanaugh hearings. When you see those Democrats up there and their faces, they may be smooth talking. They may sound so reasonable. And Satan knows just how to ensnare you. You know, and we are warned to always be on the alert. In 1 Peter 5:8, and I paraphrase, you know, we are warned that Satan goes about in our society like a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour. Now, what this is warning us is that we need to be on guard. We need to be on guard against the demonic in our society. Mm-hmm. And it is time that Christians identify Democrats not as people with a different political ideology, but with a different spiritual agenda. And only then will you be prepared to fight it, because this is spiritual warfare.
Amen. That leads right into the next question I want to ask you, is what led you to write an article or essay of this nature? And you pretty much covered that, but is there anything you want to add on that? What prompted you to write that?
Yes. I don't want to see my fellow brothers and sisters be manipulated by this appeal to emotionalism and the smooth talking, which is what Satan is excellent at doing. Think of the story of Garden in Eden, how sly the story can be presented. Well, that is what I am seeing. And in the guise of reasonableness and trying to appeal to emotionalism, I am seeing good people fall for this deceit, this satanic deceit. Now, you know, in this situation, I think so many people have been fooled into taking the objections that are put forward by the Democrats and some of the weak Republicans, that they are being fair and they are being just. But I wrote my essay, "The Demonic Party Attacks Kavanaugh," to redirect good persons, Christians, into looking at this as a falsehood. If you accept the false premise that this is even supposed to be discussed in this manner, then you become part of the evil and the cruelty. You know, you need to look at the rationality of our law, our due process, which, as you know, Pastor Bob, our founders were biblically inspired when they wrote the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
That's right.
When you look at that in due process, and when you look at it spiritually under God, this is a travesty, and this is just another battle of between good and evil in the United States of America, and I am asking Christians, don't accept the false premise of the relevance of this whatsoever, or you actually enable this evil to occur. Look at everything spiritually. Don't fall for their story, which separates you from the way God would view it.
Amen. Now, you believe that Dr. Ford's allegations are irrelevant to Judge Kavanaugh being confirmed as Supreme Court Justice. Why is that?
Well, what we're looking at here is a confirmation hearing to be a Supreme Court justice. As such, the only relevant material should be taking a look at his legal background, at his interpretation of constitutional issues. Now, in this, you know, I do not believe whatsoever that this is relevant at all. And this, again, what we are seeing here, this has gone so far beyond the senatorial inquiry, which was grueling enough. I don't think that we've really ever had a nominee questioned as he was. And now this committee is being held. Why? On account of some woman's, 35-year-old allegation?
From
this
high school.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes, when they were teenagers. Now, the woman got her story told, but it is completely irrelevant to the proceeding. It should never have happened. This committee should never have been held with this testimony. The American people should have never heard all of this because it is irrelevant.
Yep.
The time anyone with such an allegation is at the time that happens and through criminal proceedings, or in this case, being teenagers, any such allegations, whatever the criminal justice system had for teenagers. But for a woman 35 years ago to come with an allegation from that long ago, this has no business. It is a non-issue whatsoever.
Amen.
So I do not care what she says, and what I do care about is, because it was irrelevant, how wrongful it was to subject Kavanaugh and his family to this cruelty, you know. And in my opinion, you know, this, again, such an allegation is for a criminal court or juvenile proceedings, you know, 35 years ago, and it should never have happened. And I frankly think it's just another Democratic witch hunt. Another way. Now, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's completely in part of their fight against President Trump and good Americans. And again, it is an irrelevant issue, so don't validate it. Republicans have validated it. Christians have validated it as if they're just being fair and just and she deserves to be heard. No.
Right.
Not in this Senate hearing, she doesn't. I disagree with it completely.
And some of the Republicans, you know, they caved to almost every single one of the Democrats' demands. I mean, do you think, I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway, do you think this is something they should have done, or should they have stood their ground and said no?
This is only happening because of those weaklings that call themselves Republicans, and they have a long history of such weakness, which, and I digressed momentarily, but which is why all of us need to not only vote ourselves, but encourage everyone we know to vote Republican. And for the first time in my life, I can say vote straight Republican, because right now, as I said earlier, Democrat stands for demonic on every single issue. And if only we had more Republicans in the House and Senate who were actually Republicans in their heart. It's just like being a true American in your heart, being a true Christian in your heart, by your moniker. And yes, if it were not for the weak Republicans, none of this evil would be happening now. And I am just disgusted by them. They validated it. Purpose that I am trying to do in my speaking and writing is asking good people out there, don't you be part of this evil assault upon Kavanaugh or our country by even validating the discussion. To engage in all of that is mere gossip, and it simply goes to a very low level, which sadly the Democrats thrive in, and Republicans permit. Don't be part of it. I'll tell you another thing about those Republicans. I believe that when we see persons who allow such things to happen instead of, as you said, Pastor Bob, standing their ground, it is out of fear. And God has not given us the spirit of fear. What we are supposed to do, we are supposed to be well-founded in the spirit, and we are supposed to go forward without fear. But these people fear the judgment of who? They don't, they're not thinking about God. They're not thinking about the evil that is going to happen. Once you accept the false premise that this, her testimony should be heard, you allowed all of the evil that this man has suffered to occur. And what do they fear? They fear the judgment of man. Yep. Or I might say most accurately,
the voters.
Me too, the kind of Me Too women mentality, political correctness nonsense that pervades this society. They fear what Me Too women and women vote. Well, you know what? That's not what you're elected to do. You are elected there to uphold what our country is founded upon in the Constitution. And a senatorial inquiry into a nominee is to focus on his legal interpretations and nothing else. They fear the electorate. They fear, and that is not what their job to do if they are principled human beings.
Amen. Did any of the Republicans participate in the attack on Judge Kavanaugh and his family?
What I heard was giving, I would say, a validation. Several would give validation to her even speaking there. They would try to, like, balance it. And to me, that is evil in itself. You do not have to say, well, she deserved to be heard. Well, we won't at least hear her. No, we do not, because this is not the time or place for her to be heard. She knows how to have done that, you know, some 35 years ago.
Yep.
Certainly before now. This is for the Senate to look at legal reasons. This is not a criminal court, and I don't believe such an allegation to be relevant whatsoever. And again, it goes back to fear. They fear. And so, to your question, they would give lip service to her testimony as if, well, we need to hear her out. No, we don't. Not if you were standing on what is righteous in this society, because now look what has been done to this man and his family and everyone who even gave lip service and permitted it. And it did not have to occur unless the Republicans caved.
Amen. How do you see the next few days playing out? I mean, Mitch McConnell said that there will be a vote this week. Do you think they'll follow through?
I certainly hope so. I think the fact that he gave that statement and I listened to it in its entirety is very heartening. So I think that the probability he's going to stand by that. I certainly hope so. And I must say that I was very impressed with Lindsey Graham's heartfelt expression upon this. And anyone listening to us who did not hear Lindsey Graham, it's readily available, news outlet clips on the internet, because he said it very well. But I think there will be the vote. I just don't see any reason for this delay. And you know, it's a principle for our lives, Pastor Bob. Once you allow a false premise, as the Republicans allowed this to happen, you open it up. You see what's happening.
Yep.
More different allegations. You open it up.
We knew
more delays, more investigation. You know, that's what they are good at. But to accept the even one iota, as is said, of a false premise that any of this is valid allows an onslaught to occur.
Yep.
It's the same in our lives. That is why we must guard our hearts carefully. You do not permit one iota of acquiescence to that which you know in your heart is not right to occur. To do so because you're afraid and you fear and you think, well, it'll look better, it'll look fair. Now, that's not how you make your decisions. That's not how we are to live our lives as Christians.
Amen. Now, what would happen if he is not confirmed, because there's like three swing votes that are going to control what's going to happen. How do you see the future of the Senate and the House and America as a whole if he's not confirmed? What will happen?
Well, I think it's going to be, that would be a very sad commentary on our Congress, upon our Senate.
I do too. I'd
first like to answer that in a spiritual manner.
Okay.
Whatever occurs from this vote, and this is where my faith has to be strong, and it's very tempting to, I can speak personally, to get very discouraged when we see the attacks these human beings are doing on a process which is, they're attacking America, the entire basis of America. Mm-hmm. I believe that spiritually, that righteousness, one way or another, is going to prevail. And I liken it to the many attacks we see upon President Trump and how often it turns and the evil intent of persons are revealed. Things we would have never known about, you know, our federal agencies are being revealed, for example. Things are being exposed. And I think that in our personal lives, if you look back on your life, you will also see that through those struggles and turmoils, in the end, ultimately, looking back, good came from it. Something that beyond our human mind could have imagined, good came from it. I do not know that which will occur from this, but my faith is that there will be good from this, and I do not believe that we'll call them the demonized, the persons who are doing this will get away, so to speak, to use that colloquial phrase, with this. And I believe that those who are righteous and stand with those who are righteous, I believe that there's always going to be a revealing and a blessing, you know, certainly in disguise. There's a lot of mystery in life. You know, when I look at such people, it reminds me of Jesus when he was speaking to us about what is ultimately going to happen in judgment. And because I do see this as a demonic attack, not only upon Kavanaugh, upon Trump, but upon our country, because we're a Christian nation, it reminds me, I think it's in Matthew 25, when he's speaking that, you know, God is going to say, depart from me, you know, and he's talking about those who choose to do evil, that they will go with the devil and his angels, which again, that's why I put human demons in the exact same category, Satan and his minions. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, regardless of the vote and regardless of the suffering which this man should never have encountered, and I will say another thing, I think there's something good for Christians in this, if they will view it the way that I am seeing it. Look at the beauty of Judge Kavanaugh sharing about his beautiful family and his daughter's prayers, even for that woman making the allegations. How powerful a testament, although he was simply sharing from his life, that is to the power of a beautiful Christian family. So in the end, whatever the vote is, yes, I think that it will be a very low point in our country. But I believe that all of us must take up the armor of God and continue to shine light upon this darkness, no matter what occurs. But I do not believe that those who are evil, they may intend it for evil, but ultimately, in some way, good will come from it.
Amen. You covered this next question a little bit in the open, but I want to restate it here as we get ready to close. How can people help to make sure that ungodly people are not put into positions of power? And I mean local, state, federal positions, and judges who are appointed, not elected. I mean, what can the average person do?
The average person, and I'd like to say I don't want anyone to think of themselves as average, because you are a daughter and son of God.
Amen.
And you are wonderful. And so never put yourself in that category, or you might just become manipulated by those with that satanic tongue. Mm-hmm. So for all of my beautiful Christian brothers and sisters, you have great power. What you are to do is to evaluate, and yes, we are on this earth, and we have an earthly system. Our trust is in God. We let God's values guide us. When we vote, we never vote for the lesser of two evils. We only vote for someone when we know that it is a good and righteous individual.
Amen.
We, in our personal lives, never compromise. We never keep our mouth shut just because someone might think that's not politically correct. That might not. Now, in certain circumstances, when you're in the midst of enemies, you don't need to subject yourself to that.
Yes.
Yeah. No, exactly. That God gave us a mind to use. But when you are casting your vote, and when you are with your friends, if they are not friends with whom you can share your Christian-based political values with, that I would assert they are not truly your friends. And I have seen Christians who actually gather with persons who stand and support people that are the worst evil,
yeah,
abortion, all of this in our society, and they call them friends. But God tells us there can be no partnership between good and evil. So you must stand as that voice, and the Holy Spirit would give you the words to say. Right now, in this, with our government, yes, you vote for those men and women who you feel are righteous without any exceptions. And I will say that anyone who was a Democrat and has been for the past, in the past decades, that party, if you love God and you are a Christian, is not deserving or worthy of you. It is truly the demonic party,
yeah,
of America, and you had better identify it as such and stop deluding yourself and become a Republican, because that party, though not pure, absolutely, we're human beings, but it is the party that is standing far more for what is righteous in this society. I suggest everyone not only become a Republican, vote Republican,
amen,
and you had better begin sharing and ask the Holy Spirit to guide your words, and you will be given the words to share it with all, especially,
yes,
this November, because we could prevent a travesty like this happening to Kavanaugh and happening to our country and happening to try and stop the good path President Trump has us on. We can stop these kind of travesties from happening by putting more Republicans, good Republicans,
yes,
in the Senate and House, and you had better share it with everyone you know.
Amen.
And if you don't feel you can do that, then I would say they're not your true family and they're, mm-hmm, not your true friends, and,
amen,
you had better stand with God.
Amen. Glory to God. Christine, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, maybe to ask a question or ask to do an interview like this, how can they get in touch with you?
The easiest way that I can direct you to my political essays and my blog, because I do have a website, but I would like to direct people to my political essays, is simply to put into your search engine these terms together: Christine Smith and Donald Trump. If you put that phrase, Christine Smith and Donald Trump, into your search engine, you're going to find my political Trump page. It would take you to all of my essays, numerous archives of radio interviews with me, and to my blog and to my website.
Amen. Glory to God. I will put those links in the show notes below. Christine, thank you for sharing with us, and thank you for all that you do for the body of Christ and for America as a whole. Please stay in touch, because I love to talk with you. You are so full of energy and full of important information that needs to get out to the people. And God bless you and your work for the kingdom of God and for this great country we live in. And I just thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you, Pastor Bob. It has been a pleasure.
Amen. For Christine, that's all the time we have, folks. For Christine Smith and myself, this is Pastor Bob Thibodeau reminding you to vote and be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.